Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and this was first broadcast on Sunday the 3rd of March 2024. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by Clayton VK7 ZCR. We also go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.8620 MHz by Graham VK7GS. On 3.670 MHz by Peter VK7TPE. 7.140 MHz by Ross VK7ALH. 14.130 MHz by Gary VK7JGD. On 28.525 MHz by Tony VK7VKT. UHF CB channel 24 in the Hobart area by Mark VK7FMAC. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in Southern VK7. And we start the news this morning with RAOTC News, the broadcast for March 2024. Further to that mentioned on the WIA National News, this is another reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for Monday the 4th of March at 8 p.m. local time. That's tomorrow night for those listening on Sunday. This month features another repeat of an earlier broadcast, therefore news of recent club events will be heard next month. The broadcast being repeated is from March 2002, and if you're like me, you probably didn't hear the original, so it's all new territory. The first story is from Tasmania. It tells of an incident whereby the beginning of television broadcasting affected the flavour of tea. The next item is about forecasting of radio propagation and why it has always been so difficult. Early research revealed this to be largely due to the unpredictable nature of solar flares. The theme of HF propagation continues with radio experiments from the 1920s that were greatly assisted by radio amateurs. It had been said by Marconi and others that wavelengths shorter than 200 metres were of little use. Enter Edward Appleton, who named the ionospheric layers and did extensive research on the F layer, which is also known as the Appleton layer. Much historic work was also conducted by John Reinartz, known as the father of shortwave radio. Pioneering experimentation on the so-called Chordal hop was greatly assisted by Australian radio amateurs. This is yet another World War II story that took place in a remote part of Western Australia. The humorous ending presents the supposed afterlife of the characters of the former Yes Minister TV series. To find out more on these topics and even what they mean, listen at 8 p.m. on Monday local time over the VK7RAA RHT statewide network or about 8:30 p.m. on the telecast of the VK7 Spectrum Tasmania, VK7 AX Spectrum Tasmania via the BOTC members stream or in Ulverston area on 445.5 MHz DATV. Audio feed is available on VK7 RDR 439775 from the Dazzler range. Date again, March the 4th. Callbacks will follow on both networks. Please call in if you're able. This provides the RAOTC Broadcast Committee with an idea of how many are listening to these broadcasts. If you miss the off-air broadcast, you can listen to the audio file, which is available on the RAOTC website. And that's all 73 from Peter, VK7PD. Tassie Ham Conference. Save the date. Friday the 1st, Saturday the 2nd and Sunday the 3rd of November 2024 are the dates for the next Tassie Ham Conference. After the very successful 2022 event and the fantastic feedback we received from the event, we are holding the next one on the first weekend in November 2024. The event will be slightly different format with 1.5 days of presentation, activities and fun. We are not going to hold a ham expo on the Sunday and finish up proceedings at lunchtime on Sunday, which will enable our interstate and overseas attendees to fly or drive back home. Reist will again be holding a social evening and barbecue at the Reist Club Rooms located on top of the Queen's Domain on the Friday evening. And Saturday the 2nd and 3rd of November 2024, that should be four, will be an amateur radio conference with a fun program of presentations, activities, and lots of fun. The location will again be at the University of Tasmania Sandy Bay campus, and watch the conference website for details of the presentations and details as they come to hand. Our previous VK7 Ham conference presentations are available on the Ham Radio DX YouTube channel playlist, and there will also be many wonderful and impressive raffle prizes that will be drawn across the weekend. 73 from the Tassie Ham Conference Organising Committee. Statewide news, the QSL update report from Herman VK7HW, the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. If you live near another amateur can collect and deliver their cards to their QTH, that would be a huge help, so let Herman know if you can assist. The current list of cards held at the 23rd of February 2024 is in the email version of the broadcast, and if Herman is holding cards for you and you would like them mailed to you rather than being delivered on an opportunity basis, then please send Herman some stamps. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email, and that is herman@ozemail.com.au, and that's 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA manager of the VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And statewide news, the Thursday night SSTV net. Another busy night saw the following participants: VK7's FGGT, EVOO, DMH, ZGK, TW, XTC and KT, all sharing nearly 50 photos. And the various subjects were starting the evening with a cute Leap Day frog, Tony's cool cigar box guitar. I wonder if it's homemade, and it is. What does one do about an itchy nose while wearing a spacesuit? The guts of Mount Canopus 1 meter optical telescope located just out of Hobart. A Tasmanian medieval mayhem with sword fighting and musical group. Singapore skyline and the long bar at Raffles Hotel. Some excellent images of the E-Crano plan built by the USSR in the 1980s, and the ground effect vehicle to ever be operationally deployed as a warship aircraft. It could be used as a flying missile launching platform. An extensive field visit to the ABC complex in Hobart. Is that a cathode ray tube monitor I see in the TV studio control room? Come to a field day, they said. It will be fun, they said. Ha ha, what can one say? Many insects, butterflies, birds, cats, and even a zebra. And a horror movie, The Day of the Triffids. A cat on a laptop seeking attention in a radio shack. Remember, Ken, VK7KRJ, and Steve, VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow everyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of the SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken and Steve's SSTV websites or on the NTARC website under blogs and arranged in weekly nets. Next week's theme is pets and animals, and that's 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. And news from the north, the SOTA WWFF Parks Group and the Summits on the Air and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. And for more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410, and that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. And the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, and I think the Launceston Cup half-day holiday on Wednesday must have confused some of our members for our tech night. We only made it to the low teens for numbers, and to be honest, we didn't realise there was a holiday. We were busily setting up repeaters for this weekend's equine endurance ride at Wattlewood during the day. Ross, VK7ALH, was one member who remembered and also brought along a couple of items. Not a vintage transceiver this time, but an excellent helper for the do-it-yourself amateur that would be working on antenna mounts or similar projects. It was a Boss World Mini Arc 140, And use of the word mini may not do the description justice. It is an ultra-portable switch mode DC stick and lift arc TIG welder. It weighs in just on 2 kilograms and only measures 210 by 100 by 137 millimeters, but is capable of 140 amps with a 15% duty cycle. Certainly ticks all the boxes for the home enthusiast. If you're wondering, like I was, what the term lift arc TIG, well, evidently, according to Wiki, a positive development as an alternative to scratch starts or high-frequency arc starts. Lift start provides consistent positive arc starts for welding with a DC output. Well, that sounds good for the intermittent user like me. Plus, no high-frequency arc RF noise has got to be an improvement. To complete the ensemble, Ross also included an auto-darkening welding helmet manufactured by Lincoln Electric Model 1740, and the unit incorporates an LCD viewing port that, as a manufacturer's description says, it will auto-darken when the arc is struck. It is solar-powered with battery assist and is very lightweight, coming in at 500 grams. The inside of the helmet almost also has a control for sensitivity, shade amount, activity delay, and a test button. The other interesting item from Ross was a book, a second edition, of Reflections by Walter Maxwell, W2DU, and released by CQ Publishing. This extensive 400-page manual delves into the intricacies of radio communication, focusing on critical topics such as transmission lines, SWR, standing wave ratio, Smith charts for graphical analysis of impedance and transmission line characteristics, matching networks, conjugate matching, which is the art of impedance matching for optimal signal transfer. Reflections also offer interesting sections on radio history and its evolution. For those who appreciate practical applications, the manual includes printed computer programs to enhance your understanding and aid in real-world scenarios. Definitely worth a read, thanks Ross. After checking out the offerings that Ross had brought along, we concentrated on setting up the TV and new laptop for next week's Reist presentation on Spakes, Junk and Amateur Radio. While testing, we unfortunately, or in the case fortunately, became sidetracked watching the current Reist weekly presentation. We came in at the end of Tony's excellent valve amplifier presentation, which captured everyone's attention. From then on, we were completely sidetracked by the radiation detector, dosimeter and spectrometer unit that Justin was testing. We may not have achieved any more work that night, but at least we know everything is up and running for next week's presentation. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. In the picture of the mini welder, you can see in the background the power cord and normal household 3-pin power plug used. That is a size reference. It is certainly one small welder. And to keep us legal, you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. And mug orders. Yes, we're talking about the white mugs for drinking out of, those that have the club logo on one side, personalised with your name and call sign on the other. We are placing another order, so if you would like one, then please see Andre at the Friday morning coffee and the Wednesday bi-weekly club technical nights. And those members who have already requested a mug, please email secretary@ntarc.net to confirm your order. And anyone else who wants one, please specify what name is to be printed above the call sign. And the final price will be about $12, depending on the eventual quantity ordered. And remember, next Wednesday, the 6th of March, NTARC will be opening the club rooms for a group gathering to watch the Reist presentation on Space Junk and Amateur Radio. Rather than sit at home watching, feel free to come along and watch it on the large screen in a distraction and stress-free environment. See you Wednesday. And up-and-coming events, the Test and TechNet Sessions every Wednesday, testnet and CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 to 7.30pm, and the technet on 3.567 MHz from 7.30pm till about 8.30pm. Your host for the evening will be Nick, VK7, a double scotch. And coffee mornings held every Friday on the NTARC club rooms. Time is 10am to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. So why not pop in, join us for a cuppa. There is endless tea and coffee along with biscuits available for a donation, and club rooms gathering to watch the Reist presentation on Space Junk and Amateur Radio. Wednesday the 6th of March, doors open at 7pm. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email the secretary at the following address, news@ntark.net. All items to be received no later than 5pm on Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary of NTARC Inc. And we move to news from the south. Wison, Tasmania South, end of an era. Sad news from Pyongana last week. The Pyongana Equine Endurance Ride is no more. Ride each year for the past 30 years, the local organisers have decided to jump the fence and mount other equine endeavours. Why mention this on the amateur radio broadcast, some might ask? Well, for almost half of those 30 years, amateurs have been heading to Pyongana, actually some of them for more than that, but as a repeated deployer for the Weldborough and Pyongana stages of Targa Tasmania. In the words of Tara Nicholson, the chief proponent of the endurance ride and biggest doer of all things that need to be done to get a ride running, and I quote, "We are truly grateful for the long-time support from the Band of Merry Men. Certainly improved the safety and communications at our ride significantly. Please pass on our thanks to the group," unquote. Wison Tasmania South first foray into endurance ride support was at Bothwell, I think in 2002, as stand-ins for the CB crew who normally did the job. They couldn't get time off work for the first day of the event, and as I recall, Gavin, VK7HGO, suggested that Wison fill the void. It was an international event, and our crew was international too. I roped in a long-time mate who was visiting from the UK. Nicknamed Tug, he was an ideal to rein in any runaway mounts. Wison's primary focus in that time was the motorsport events, the Australian Rally Championships and Targa Tasmania. But several assignments from the Southern Tasmanian Endurance Ride at events at Orford, Woodstock, Fonthill and Clifton Vale brought about a change. A quote I never forgot from a Wison member was, "I think I prefer horse rides. You can talk to the riders as they go past," unquote. Another Wison regular at the time was still working at St. Helens as a part-time pizza maker and volunteer ambulance officer, and whilst talking to Tara Nicholson, the topic of equine endurance came up and Damien's interest in amateur radio. One thing led to another, and it was the start of a 14-year relationship between Wison and the Portland Endurance Riders. Most of that was with the usual annual Pyongana ride, but there was other events down the coast at Little Swanport. Then the big event, the 2012 Tom Quilty National Championship based in St. Helens. This included lead-ups, rehearsal rides, also ran over 24 hours, requiring more operators than Wison could muster, and the start of a wider involvement of Tasmanian amateur radio clubs of NTARC and CCARC, since passing to NWTARC. Even that wasn't quite enough, so the Land Rover Owners a Club of Tasmania was also became involved, and NTARC and NWTARC's involvement in endurance continues as one of the community service activities. The Pyongana rides differed from others on a number of fronts. They involved an annual reunion with Jeff, VK7GW, who always joined us. Pyongana being somewhat distant, overnight accommodation was a factor, mostly camping at the ride base on the recreation ground. The earlier rides concluded with a spit roast feast in the recreation hall on the Saturday evening, and more eating was usually involved in the pub on the paddock on the Friday night, latterly followed by a few tastings of wee drams before retiring. COVID closed the pub in the paddock, so the venues were tried at the local cheese factory, cafe and in St Helens, and the Pine Garner scenery and sometimes the rainfall always made the events more than memorable. They will be sorely missed, and that's 73 from Roger, VK7ARN. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast and the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, and our March presentation, Space Junk and Amateur Radio. This Wednesday night will be a fascinating presentation from Mars Butfield Addison, who is a PhD candidate with UTAS and CSIRO. Since the dawn of the space race, humanity's ventures into space have relied heavily on radio technologies and methods. As the infrastructure in space has changed, so too has the RF environment and the infrastructure needed to support activity in space. From satellite station keeping, collision avoidance, to space weather monitoring, to mission control for automated landers and probes. And so Mars Butfield Addison is a computer scientist working with radio telescopes at the University of Tasmania, where she is involved in the adaptation of radio telescopes for increasingly demanding and atypical tasks. In this talk, she will discuss some of the RF infrastructure and processes in use in the space industry today, what Tasmania does to contribute, and where these means fall short globally, creating opportunities for coordinated campaigns of smaller instruments to contribute. This presentation will be held on Wednesday night, the 6th of March 2024, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and it will also go out on DVB-T RF and via the Reist YouTube channel streaming service. And a huge thank you to Mars, who has agreed to come along and share. See you there, 73, from the Reist Committee. And April presentation, save the date, the history of UTC and the Leap Second. Reist's April presentation night will be a fascinating presentation from Peter Picorni, VK2EMR. This will be a very humorous presentation about how Universal Coordinated Time, or UTC, came into existence and why we need leap seconds. There will also be a very timely update from WRC23 on leap seconds as well. Now, Peter attended the World Radio Conference 2023 with Dale Hughes, and is well-versed in the ITU and WRC behemoth, as he was involved in for many years due to his professional maritime background. It will be held on Wednesday night, the 3rd of April 2024, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and it will also go out on DVB-T RF and via the Reist YouTube channel streaming service. This should be a great night. See you there, 73 from the Reist Committee. And our DATV Experimenters Night. We started the night with Tony, VK7XTC, who took us through the design and building of his homebrew valve guitar amplifier. Tony took us through why he built the amplifier. It's the second one in Tony's amp building history. And Tony builds cigar box guitars, and he's built 11 in total to date. Tony's definitely has a passion for homebrew. The preamp is a Marshall design, and the phase inverter and tremolo and power amplifier are a Fender design, putting out about 15 watts output. Tony showed the construction and each of the major components, and yes, it does go to 11. Tony loves sharing his home brewing. He is doing, and we want to see more. Justin VK7TW then showed off his new Eat Sleep Ham Radio Repeat t-shirts, and with apologies to Flatboy Slim. Justin then showed the radio code, 103 radiation detector, dosimeter and spectrometer. Justin described the high-level operation of the device. We went through the dosimeter display, the energy spectrum display, the alarms, and using a gas mantle. Justin then showed the smartphone application via Bluetooth and showed some recent tracking examples with some interesting elevated levels. Justin used a gas mantle, a 1942 compass, that was painted with radium on the pointers, and the Gibson Girl, whose function switches have radium-painted knobs as well. She's definitely a hot one. Justin then went through the ANSTO ionising radiation limits, and I understand a group in the ENTARC clubrooms also enjoyed the show. We have a break for a fortnight, but see you back in the DATV studios on the 13th of March. And that's 73 from yours truly, Justin, VK7TW. And training and assessments. Our next REEST training and assessment day is Saturday, the 27th of April, 2024. And if you'd like to book for the next session, then please let Reg M at VK7KK, the REEST learning organiser, know by phoning 0417 391 607 or via the REEST website contact form. Check out the REEST Foundation license training videos that can be found on the REEST YouTube training and assessment playlist. That's 73 from Reg, VK7KK. And regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, the Sewing Circle Net Daily on 3.640 MHz, commences at 6:30 PM ADST. And statewide SSTV net held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF-RJG from 7:30 PM. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG is on 438.55 with a minus 7 offset. And in the south, VK7RAF is on 146.650 with a minus 600 kHz offset. And CTCSS tone of 141.3 Hz to link RAF north-south. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callbacks on 1296.150 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area, then the North-South digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute and stations southern stations on the even minute. SOTRA and WWFF Group meets Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. ENTARC TestNet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday night. TestNet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 to 7:30 and TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 until about 8:30. ENTARC Coffee Mornings held every Friday at the ENTARC Clubrooms. Time is from 10 AM to noon in the Rochalie Clubrooms. In Northwest VK7 Wednesday from 8 PM local, the Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7RMD. And Northwest Tasmania Thursday commencing at 8:30 PM local, the Northwest Tassie 2 Meter DX Net on 144.190 upper sideband. Northwest SSTV Nights, hosted by Eric VK7EV from 7:30 PM on VK7RMD 70 centimetre repeater and occurs on Mount Duncan on the fourth Monday of the month. And events, REEST and ENTARC, March the 6th, 2024, is the Spaced Junk and Amateur Radio presentation with Mars Butfield Addison from 7:30 PM in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms and streamed via the REEST YouTube channel. REEST April the 3rd, 2024, History of UTC and the Leap 2nd with Peter Picorni, VK2EMR, from 7:30 PM in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, the newsreader VK7RI, repeaters REEST ENTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7ALH, 40 metres VK7JGD, 20 metres any takers, 10 metres VK7VKT, UHF-CB24, VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 PM on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in Southern VK7. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7 Whiskey India. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews, all one word, at gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News Team 73 and stay safe from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers.
On 28525 MHz by Tony VK7 VKT.